Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially it means after Christ, when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to the book of Matthew in the 16th chapter. Today's reading we will start with verse 1 and we'll be finishing on verse 12. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1. One day the Pharisees and Sadducees came to test Jesus, demanding that he show them a miraculous sign from heaven to prove his authority. He replied, "You know the saying, red sky at night means fair weather tomorrow. Red sky in the morning means foul weather all day. You know how to interpret the weather signs in the sky, but you don't know how to interpret the signs of the times. Only an evil, adulterous generation would demand a miraculous sign, but the only sign I will give them is the sign of the prophet Jonah." Then Jesus left them and went away. Later, after they crossed to the other side of the lake, the disciples discovered they had forgotten to bring any bread. "Watch out," Jesus warned them. "Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." At this they began to argue with each other because they hadn't brought any bread. Jesus knew what they were saying, so he said, "You have so little faith. Why are you arguing with each other about having no bread? Don't you understand even yet? Don't you remember the 5,000 I fed with 5 loaves, and the baskets of leftovers you picked up? Or the 4,000 I fed with 7 loaves, and the large baskets of leftovers you picked up? Why can't you understand that I'm not talking about bread? So again I say, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then at last they understood that he wasn't speaking about the yeast in bread, but about the deceptive teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Once again, that was the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 16 verses 1 through 12 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Make no mistake, you are influenced by those that teach you. The Pharisees and Sadducees were people who had spiritual and political influence in Jesus' day, but they could not understand the message of Jesus. They asked for a sign but ignored the countless signs already done. The final sign would be the resurrection. Would they accept or deny it? The disciples were arguing about not having bread, seemingly forgetting that Jesus had provided bread for thousands. Christ warned his disciples not to be influenced by the political power of the Sadducees or the legalistically disciplined lives of the Pharisees. These leaders had blinded their eyes to the truth of God. May the disciples not be blind to the lessons of faith. Most people understand they are influenced, but most underestimate how much they are influenced by their friends, family, job, and teachers. Every piece of media contains a message. Most swallow this message without thinking. Be wise and be wary. Use God's word as a filter. Choose wisely what you allow to influence you, and don't foolishly believe that you are not influenced. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. Which influences in your life draw you closer to Christ? How do you limit your exposure to influences that pull you away from your Savior? As we end this devotional, we would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to follow along with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then hit the follow icon on our profile to get updates for new episodes that are posted every Monday through Friday. As you go on with your day, be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.